Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Zayin. Brachas Daf Zayin, and today's shiur, again, these months shiur, 2 months, are sponsored to L'Zecher Nishmas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky, dedicated by the entire Orlinsky family for Av and Elul. We thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, we are on Vav Amid Beis, by the two dots, at the 12 lines up from the bottom, the Amar Bichelbo Amar Avuna. And we're a little bit up. These are large dafim here in the Maseches Brachos. V'am Rabbi Chelba, Amar Rav Huna. Kol anena misudas chasan ve'eno misamcho over b'chamisha kolos. We just spoke about mincha, and now we have another statement from the same person. That's why this is here. Rabbi Chelba, Amar Rav Huna. Anyone who benefits, goes to a wedding, ve'eno misamcho, and does not misameh chasan ve'kala over b'chamisha kolos, he violates chamisha, he transgresses chamisha kolos. Sh'ne'amar, the pasuk says, kol sason ve'kol simcha, kol chasan ve'kol kala, kol omrim hodu es Hashem tzvakos. So that is the five kol words in the pasuk. So therefore, somebody violates the five kolos associated with a wedding. Via misamcho mascharo, and if he does misamei chasan v'kala, what is his schar? Amar Bishua ben Levi zoche l'Torah shenina b'chamisha kolos. The opposite, he zoche to Torah, which was given with five kolos. Shenemar vayibi yomash lishi biyosa boker. It was on the third day, right? Maimon Har Sinai. Vayhi kolos uvrakim. That's two, because kolos is plural. Va'anan kaved al ahar. V'kol shofar chazak ma'od. That's three. V'chulu. Vayhi kol ha-shofar. V'four. V'alokim yanenu v'kol. That's five. So there are five words of kol associated with Maimon Har Sinai. So, gzira shava, just like the kolos by a wedding, so too one is zocha to Torah if one is mesameach chasan v'kala. Eini, is this really true that there's only five? V'haksiv, v'chol ha-amrom is ha-kolos. There's more. You didn't count that one. That the whole Am saw the kolos. The Gemara says, no, osan kolos to kodem ma'antara havi. Those were before Maimon Har Sinai. That was Romas HaKolos before the actual experience. But the call of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was Kaviyachol, was only five listed. Rabbi Yavo Amar, Kilu Hikrav Toda. Rabbi Yavo says, if somebody's v'sameh chasan v'kala, a different idea, that it's as if you gave a carbon toda. Shneamar mevim toda beis Hashem. A certain type of shlamim, the carbon toda. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, third opinion, ki lubana achas micharvos Yerushalayim. It's as if you built, it's as if one built one of the churvos from Yerushalayim. Shnei Amar ki hashiv eshvus haaretz kvarishona Amar Hashem. So those are three different opinions when it starts with Sameach HaSavakala. Is he zocha the Torah? Is it as if he brought a toda? Or is it as if he built up one of the churvos Yerushalayim? Shechter in Be'ikve Hatzon, towards the end, in Simon Lamates, where he talks about Be'inyani Nisuin, he talks about this Gemara, and he says, what's the Mida Keneged Mida? Why zocha the Torah? Why Kilu Hikriv Toda? Harvos Yerushalayim. What exactly is the connection? So he says the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos on the Tzavach Beis says when somebody's not married, they are not fully zochet to Torah themselves. Hashari below isha, shari below Torah, and therefore when somebody gets married, so that itself is a achieving shleimus in Torah themselves. Before somebody has other things on their mind, somebody gets married, which is the ultimate goal of life. That's when there's zochet the Torah, and he even says, the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Samaches and elsewhere that there's a general machlokas by Yantif whether we hold I could choose how do I celebrate Yantif either Lashem or Lachem, or do I say no that you have to have a little bit of both Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lachem, which is what we hold. But there are 3 days that the Gemara says that everybody agrees you need Lachem. Everybody agrees you can't spend your day learning and davening all day. Everybody. What are those 3 days? Shabbos, Purim, and Shavuos. Shabbos because of Oneg, Purim because of Yom Mishnah v'Simcha Ksiv, and Shavuos because Yom Shinin had no Torah liYisrael. It's a day that Klal Yisrael received the Torah. So the famous question that all the Mefarshim ask, just the opposite. It was the day that we received the Torah. So Dafka, then we have to focus on our Gashmias. Rajab is just the opposite. So many answers given. Some say, yeah, it's a Dafka to show that the Malachim don't have the Torah, it's not us. So we Dafka have to focus on the Gashmias. But other opinions, the Levush and others say, no. The point is that whenever there is a Kabbalah HaTorah, that's Mechayev Suda. Whenever there's Kabbalah Satorah, based on the Medrash, which the Ramban quotes at the end of Mishpatim, that the day of Matan Torah, Kabbalah Satorah, Vayechzu Esa'okeh, Vayochlu Vayishtu, the Medrash said, Mikan Osim Suda L'Gomer Shal Torah. Whenever there's a Kabbalah Satorah, one requires a Suda. And that's also explains the difference. Another answer to the question of the difference between Chanukah and Purim. Chanukah and Purim, we know Chanukah does not have a Chiyuv Suda while Purim has a Chiyuv Suda. What's the difference? So, Mishnah Berurah quotes the answer. Chanukah was a spiritual danger. There's no Chiyuv Suda. Purim was a physical danger. Even though if you look in the Rambam and other sources, Purim was also a spiritual danger. If he wanted to kill us, he also wanted to get rid of Yadus. So the other answer suggested as the difference between Purim and Chanukah is that Purim was a Kabbalah Satorah. Rabbi Achashverosh, Hadar Kiblu Abimei Achashverosh, the Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos. So that's why there's a Chiyuv Suda, because of a Kabbalah Satorah. So that also could be, now Rav Shechter talks, that could be maybe, that's a wedding. A wedding in a deeper sense is not just a wedding of a Chassan and a Kala. It's a celebration of Torah, the Kabbalah Satorah that the Chassan has now. That, now that he's getting married, Shalom HaTorah Bebachruso, Shenisu of Chashivi Badok, Kabbalah Satorah Mechadosh, Umemela Mitzvah Lekvoa Suda, Oz, the Regal, Simchas Kabbalaso HaTorah Mechadosh. Similar to Purim. If that's the case, that's why anyone who's Mesameach Chassan Vekala is Zochet the Torah themselves. Because he's being Mesameach, the Chassan in his Kabbalah Satorah, so he is Zochet to Torah himself. That is the first opinion. Zochet the Torah. What about Kilu? Kilu Hikrav Karban Toda. That's exactly the point. Why do we have a suda l'gamer shel Torah for any kabbalas Torah? Because we have hodah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. Shabbat Chabayim Bikal Amim and Asalonas Taraso. That's why we have a chiyuv suda, because we give hodah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, or that we've achieved this level of Torah. So that's Kilu Hikrav Toda. What about the last one? Kilu Bana Echad Bechavas Yerushalayim. So this he says a different pshat. The Gemara says also in a number of places, Ein Ben David Ba Achi Yikalu Kol Neshama Shebaguf. Mashiach is not coming until every child that needs to be born is born. Every child that's born is another step towards Geula. Because there's an area in the Shemayim called Guf, and all the neshamas of every child that will ever be born are in there. So until that's emptied out, actually kalu neshamos sheba guf, until all the neshamas that are in guf are emptied out, so that Mashiach's not going to come. So every time a marriage happens, which is the first step to having a child, so that's one step closer to Geula. So that's why kilu bana echad mechavras Yerushalayim. Because it's as if one rebuilt one of the churbos. It's called Mishtafu, Besuchas Chasa, Nachshav, Kilu Shtafu, Besipchas Binyan, Beis HaMikdash, Al Shema Asid. And that's the third opinion that is quoted. Good. That is, again, in Be'ikli Atzon. Now we go back to the Gemara. We have the three opinions relating to what happens with Simchas Chasa Nekala. V'amar Rabbi Chava, Amar Afuna. Next statement that he says, Kol Adam Sheish Bo Yireh Shamayim, Dvarav Nishmain, anyone who has Yireh Shamayim, his words are heard. Shneamar, Sof Davar HaKol Nishma, Esalakim Yireh. Right, anybody, Sof Davar, that last pasuk in Koheles, right, his words are HaKol Nishma, Remez Elokim Yireh. So anybody who's Yireh Elokim will have his words heard. My kizek kol ha'adam. What about the last phrase? Amar Belazar, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, kala olam kulo lo nivra ela bishvil zeh. The whole world is created for this chacham, right? Zeh kol ha'adam. All Adam is created for zeh, for this. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Amar shakul zeh kineged kol ha'olam kulo. Everyone is equal to this. To this one, balanced, like the Mishnah describes in Pirkei Avos. If all the Chacham are on one side of the scale, v'chulu. So here too, Reb Shimon ben Azai Omer, the Amrila Reb Shimon Zoma Omer, Kol Olam Kulo Onivra Elo Litzavos Lazeh. The whole world was created to accompany this person, to accompany this person in his service of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting, just Derech Agav. Many of the Bens that sometimes we don't know their first names, they're all Shimon, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Ben Lakish. Right, so any of them are Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Lakish. I'm not sure exactly why the name Shimon sometimes is left out, but either way, that's the Metzius. A lot of these, the Tanoim, that they're called by their quote-unquote last names, Ben Zoma, Ben Azai, their first names are Shimon. Good. Yamar b'chaba amar afuna. Kol sheyodeya b'chaveiro shehu ragil liten lo shalom, yaktim lo shalom. Anyone who knows that somebody else always gives me shalom aleichem, I should make sure to give them shalom aleichem first. Should make sure first. Shneamar, bakei shalom v'ratfeyu. Seek out shalom and run after it. And if somebody gives me shalom and I don't return the favor, I am called a gazlan. I'm stealing. You have the gazela of an ani. So what do you steal of an ani? What do you mean? If you steal from anybody, you can steal from an usher also. It's still called gazela. So the answer is, an ani has nothing. The only thing an ani has is saying hello to you. That's the only thing he has. So gazela sa'ani means you took his greeting and you didn't answer it. So that's the remez to gazela sa'ani. Meaning we should always be maktim shalom, right? This is also based on the Eddah. We'll have this later on in the Masechta, in the last parak on Daf Nundalad, first mission of the last parak, where it talks about that Boaz was masakein. For his kinu, she adam shoel a shlom chaveiro b'shem. Boaz was masakein. Now we asked our friend, when we say hello, we say it with Shem Hashem, right? From Boaz, Vayomer Lakotzrim Hashem Imachem, and the answer is Yivrecha Hashem. So out of that pasuk came Shalom Aleichem, right? Hashem Imachem, say Shem Hashem first, or Shalom, which is also a Shem Hashem, Shalom Aleichem, Yivrecha Hashem, Aleichem Shalom. Because if I'm doing it first, then I'm that Shluchei Mitzvah. So I could say the Gemara elsewhere talks about how could I say Hashem Imachem? Maybe a person's going to drop dead after they say the first word, right? Or Lashem Karban. I think we're talking about, I think it was like a Shavuos. Lashem Karban. You should say Karban Lashem. Because who knows that whether, what's going to happen after you say the first word? The answer is, you're doing a mitzvah. So we're not worried. That's why when the first it is Maktim Shalom, so he says Hashem Hashem first. We're not worried. Shalom Aleichem. Or Hashem Imachem. Afterwards, that's just answering. So it's not the same level. That's why you have to say the other word first. You say Aleichem Shalom or Yivarechacha Hashem. Good. So that's in terms of Hakdama Shalom. There's stories, Chassidic Tales of the Holocaust, there's an amazing story about being Maktim Shalom every morning. One of the guys said, Jewish men always said, good morning, Der Mueller, and then Er Mueller, and one time during one of the selections, you know, he saw him, and in that way he was saved, because he was always Maktim Lo Shalom. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Vayter, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, Tav of Dav Zayin. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. How do I know that Hashem davens? Unbelievable Gemara. Shneamar v'havi yosim al harkachi. The pasuk we say in Slichos, v'havi yosim, I will bring them to my holy mountain. V'simachtim beveis tefilasi, and I'll have simcha in my house of tefilah, beis tefilasi. Tefilasam lo neamar el tefilasi. It doesn't say their prayer house, referring to the Jews, but my prayer house. Mikan Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mispalel. Hashem davens. My matzli. What does he daven? What does God daven? Right. Yesterday we had that Hashem was tefillin. Right. Today we have Hashem davens. Obviously, there's a lot of depth to this. We'll talk about it a little bit. My matzli. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvya. Amar Rav Yehi Ratzon Lefanai Sheyich Bashu Rachmayas Kasai. Hashem davens that my rachmanis should overcome my anger. Via golu rachmei amidosai. Ve'es naheg im banai b'midas harachamim. Ve'ekaneis lahem lefni mishuras adin. I should always be good to my children. Be good to my, to Bnei Yisrael. The Tzlach here discusses this. He expands on what the Rashba says. But the Tzlach here says, right here on Zayin Amid, we'll have a Zayin Amid Beis in a minute, but Zayin Aleph, the Tzlach says, "Ayin v'divrei Rashba bein Yaakov v'dvarav mitukim midvash." I'm not going to read that now. I'll read the Tzlach. So, "Vani Moshe baral dvarav ula faresh l'mika v'yachlu mispalel." Who does God daven to? We daven to Him. Who does He daven to? Okay, He davens. Who is He davening to? Usually, there's a recipient of the tefillah. V'omer ani etzleinu amo v'tzon marisahu mispalel. Hashem davens to us. We daven to Him. Says the Noda Yehuda. He davens to us. Umavakesh meitanu shenetiv maaseinu v'nashuv b'tshuva lefanav. He davens to us. Please do good. Please do tshuva. Ubazeh, because what does it mean? I want my midas harachamim to overcome, because that's only going to happen if we deserve it. So that's why he's davening to us. Ubazeh nigrom sheiratzon milfanav sheichmashu rachamav ki tamid zeretzono achsha avonoseinu ma'akvim. Don't be in wonder that I suggest that he's davening to us. Because the pasuk says, right? This week's parsha. What does Hashem ask of you? He just wants your shemayim. So what do you mean, ask of you? Ask is the first pasuk of the Torah. Hashem is asking something of us. Shareshu Shoelu Mavakish Dover Ze Meitanu, Kibia Denuhu, Kinasalana Bahiraba Dover Ze. Velachenu Mavakish Dover Ze Meitanu, Kibifirsh Biacheskel, Shakarish Brachu Mavakish Bahulu, Ukamochen Kalan via Malami Ze, Vize Gamkein Kavanas Haraya, Shavi Balmeimer Zu. That's also that base Hamigdash is called base Tfilasi. Vena Kavana, Lahagbilbo Makom Yuchachavis Palel Sham. God only davens there. No, that's what it's supposed to be. No, aval kavanah shakadosh baruch hu omer sheelu atfilu shanu mispalim b'bayis hazeh sheyash shakadosh baruch hu rach shchina sham b'socheinu. Hashem wants his shchina to be sure there to listen to our tfilos. Elu bakashas ba'atzmam him tfilaso ubakasho kaviyachol v'zeh ratzon lefanav v'chulu. Wow, that's what he says. Hashem is davening to us, just like you could also say with the Gemara earlier in Daf Gimel, who's Hashem crying to? Right? Who's Hashem crying to by the Bishmaros? Well, he's crying to himself? Obviously, generally when we cry, we want somebody else to hear what we're crying. The bas kol that goes out. Right? So that's, it's all to us, suggests the no de bihuda. Okay. Tanya, next Gemara, Avram Fried made famous, Amr Rishon ben Elisha. Rishon ben Elisha says, Hamach ha-zichnasi, l'haktir k'tores, l'fnai v'lifnim. One time I went into be machtir k'tores, l'fnai v'lifnim, meaning Yom Kippur. There is a Vilna Gaon that we've quoted in the past, the beginning of Achremos, who says that Aaron HaKohen could have gone in any day of the year into the Kodesh Kodashim, as long as he did the Avodah. Because it's fascinating, just the Ha'ar is amazing, that the entire beginning of Achrimos, which is the Avodah's Yom Kippurim, the word Yom Kippur is never mentioned there. All the way until the end of the Parsha. And this is what the Kohen Gadol should do, right? Achas Pashana, that's all the way at the end, at the beginning of the of Achrimos. But the first 20 psukim mention the entire Avodah that we call Avodah's Yom Kippurim, but it doesn't say anything about Yom Kippur. It just says, Bezos Yavo Aaron al Kodesh. The Meshach Chachma there quotes the Gra. Other Sfarim also quote the Gra. That the Gra says Aaron HaKohen could have gone in any day of the year, as long as he did this Avodah. Later Kohanim Gedolim only could go in on Yom Kippur. But obviously here, it's Lefnai V'Lefnim. Lefnai V'Lefnim, they only went in on Yom Kippur. V'ya'isi akasriel ka Hashem tzvakos. He saw something. Big discussion that we showed him. Did he see a malach? Akatriel sounds like a malach. Pashas Moshe Rabbeinu could not see Hashem. Right? So what does it mean that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, saw God? So some type of heavenly vision. Akatriel ka Hashem tzvakos. Shu yoshev al kisei ram v'nisa. That sounds pretty godlike. Va'amar li Yishmael b'ni barcheni, and he says to him, "Give me a bracha." Kaviyachal Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, "Can I have a bracha?" Amarti lo, and I gave him a bracha. Exactly what Hashem davens for. That's the bracha that Rabbi Shmuel gave him. Yirasol afadecha sheyichpashu rachamechas kascha. Your rachamim should overcome your kaas. V'yagulu rachamecha amidosecha. Your rachamim should roll over onto your out of all your midos. V'tesahegi barecha midos rachamim. V'tiskares lohem lefnim mishuras hadin. Rabbi Shmuel said we should have rachmanis. He davened that Hashem should have rachmanis on us. That is the tefillah. Again, literally, whatever this means, v'nana li b'roso, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, again, we believe one of the animamins, that God doesn't have a goof, so this is not meant to be taken literally. But, we don't understand the message of this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu even leaves open that other people daven to him, that the midas harachim should overcome, he davens that his midas harachim should overcome, v'nana li b'roso, v'kamash v'lan, and what's an added message that we learn from this Gemara, the Kamash Malan, or my Kamash Malan, Shlote Birchas Hediot Kala Be'enecha. You should never underestimate the power of a bracha. Even a Birchas Hediot, right? Anybody compared to God is a Hediot, right? Qualitatively. Adi Rabbi Shabbat Elisha is giving a bracha to Hashem. Adi Birchas Hediot Kala Be'enecha. We'll take a bracha from anybody. The concept of a bracha, again, there's a lot of brachas and klalos in the Torah. Right? Brachas play a special role, right? Yaakov and Esav. Right, Bilam Arasha. Right? See, many, many brachas and klalos come up at the Har Grisim and Har Eval. Brachas and klalos. The Sefer Achinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph. Bet Hashem, those who listen, hopefully we'll get back to Mitzvah Shir at the, when I get back to Eretz Yisrael at the end of August. But, right now we're on a little hiatus. But, we discussed this in Mitzvah Shir, in Mitzvah 231, in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Aleph, says the Sefer Achinuch. Why is it that the brachas and klalos have such a power? Like our Gemara said, Alti Birchas Hedyot, Kala Beinecha. Avo bishim ban koach ladas beiz inyan tanuach haklala b'mekulal veiz a koach b'dibur lavi alav. Even though we don't fully understand it, let me make a suggestion. He says it's on the isser of cursing a fellow Jew. The Efshalon Alomal, Fiani is Titanu. He says, let me explain. Kibiyos ha nefesh hamidaberish of Adam Chilik Elyoni. What makes us unique, the special koach that we have as human beings, is our koach hadibur. That's our special koach. Moshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says in Bracious. Vayipak ba'apam nishmas chayim. Vitirgim unkelus ruach mamaloi. Quotes the unkelus in Bracious. That we are a talking spirit. Nosan b'koach rav lifol afil b'mashu chutz b'mena. That's why Hashem gave us tremendous power with that speech. This is what makes us unique, different than the animals, and we have Hashem put tremendous power in it. V'alkein yadanu v'nire tamid ki lafil chashivas nefesh ha'adam u'dveikusa be'alyonim k'nefesh ha'zadikim. The closer one is to the olamas ha'alyonim, the more power his words are going to have. That's why we go to a tzaddik or a rebbe for a bracha, because we believe that they have special kochos through their words. And that's where he says that that's where the special powers of the brachas and klalos, because that has to do with the koach hadibur. The koach hadibur is our strongest power that we have, not our physical might, right? El v'recha v'lo asusev v'anachnu b'shem Hashem lokinu naskir. Right, the koach hadibur is our power, and therefore that is why that's why we focus on it. He talks more there about, you know, specifically the isser of cursing a fellow Jew, what the reasons are, but that is one source about the idea of koach hadibur. Good. Second medium line. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan Mishur Rabbi Yossi. Right, same person again talking. Rabbi Yochanan the name of Rabbi Yossi. Minayin shem emaratzen lo ladam b'shas kaso. How do I know that I shouldn't try to be maratza a person, calm a person down while he is having an anger fit? How do I know that's not a good time? I have to wait till he calms down. Shtichsiv panay elichu v'ani chosi l'cha. Lach. By the Kisisa. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, hamtein li ad she'yavru panim shel zam. You know, leave me alone while I'm angry. Hashem is giving Moshe advice. Don't ask me for forgiveness while I'm angry. Va'aniach loch, right, and leave me. And then after that, after I calm down, then it'll be kaviachal. It'll be enough for, it'll be a good time for you to ask me what you want for forgiveness. Rashi says, Rashi not here, Rashi on Pirkei Avos. Rashi Pirkei Avos in Dalud Yud Ches. Right, it's quoted in the Mishnah, Al Taratas Chavercha B'Shas Kaso. Do not try to appease your friend when he is angry, says Rashi. Deinam Olacha. It's not going to help. You're not going to achieve your results. She'eino Makabel Ritsui Mitoch Ras Chanuso. When a person is out of control, you can't talk to them. Elo La'acha Sh'niskara Daito. After he calms down, as the Gemara says in Brachas Av Zayin, Rashi there quotes our Gemara. Rabbeinu Yonah there says, not only will it not work, but it will probably backfire. Probably backfire if we try to do that. Shal yidei zeh, because if I try to be menachem somebody and appease him, meratzeim shas kaso yidei zeh yavo lomar dvarim she'ina muhuganim bo ki yosef kaas al kaso. Be even worse, right? Sometimes we try to calm our children down, calm our friends down. Sometimes they say things that they wouldn't have said if we wouldn't have said anything. But it's because we're egging them on. We're trying to do something. They're not ready for the pious right then. And we have to know that. Okay. And we have to try to know that ourselves when we're angry. We have to try to control ourselves. If somebody says something to us, we have to realize that we are b'shas kaso, and therefore, we have to try to control ourselves. Good. Is there a moment that God gets angry? Is there anger in front of God? In? Yeah, sure. The Tanya, there are a lot of psukim. Just one of them. Hashem gets angry every single day. For how long? Rega. For 1 millisecond. Rega. How much is that? Echad mechameshes ribo v'shmones alafim. 1 out of 58,000 v'shmona meos v'shmonim v'shmona b'shah. 1 out of 58,888. Right, 58, what is Meos Vishmona Vishmona? Well, that fraction of an hour, the tiny amount, that's how long is God's anger. Vizuhi Rega, that's a moment. And nobody knew exactly when God would get angry, except for Bilam. Dechsiv Bey, as he says by Bilam, Viodea Das Elyon, he knew the Das of Hashem. I mean, he knew the moment that Hashem would get angry. Right, because we can't take that literally that he was so smart. Why? He couldn't answer his animal. He couldn't answer the Ason. So he knows about God's knowledge. Stop there for a minute. Just remember what we did a couple of weeks ago. Parshas Balak, we discussed a stifler, Birchas Peretz. On this pasuk, why couldn't Bilam answer the animal? He was a chacham. The Chazal say that he was on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. So why couldn't he answer the animals? So the Birchas Peretz said beautifully, because when the animal spoke to Bilam, the animal didn't have any taivas, didn't have any negios in what he was saying. So it was objective truth. When there's objective truth, Bilam, what are you doing? You're going to curse the Jews. God doesn't want you to. When there's objective truth in front of us, there's nothing to say. There's no excuses. That's it. It's in front of us. There's nothing else we can say. So that's why he couldn't answer Das Behemto. Das Behema, there's nothing else to answer to it. So that's why he couldn't answer it. So Das Elyon Aviyadas, how can you say that he knew Das Elyon? So it must be he knew one specific element. He knew the exact moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get angry. And this is what the Navi says. This was the Haftorah for Parshas Balak. Ami Zachar Na. Remember, my nation, my Yoth Balak ben Moav, remember what Balak wanted to do to you. Uma v'chulu umai. And the end of that pasuk, Lamanda Sidkos Hashem. To remember the tztaka of Hashem. Amar Belazar, what's the tztaka? Amar Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Do come at Sidkos Asisi Imachem. Know how many tztakas I did for you. Shlo ka'asti b'mei Bilam Arasha. I did not get angry in the entire time the villain was trying to curse you. I did not get angry. Shel Malik Ka'asti, because if I did, Lo Nishtayim Yisonem Sheyisol Saridu Palit, there wouldn't be anybody left. Anybody left from the Jewish people. In a euphemism, enemies of the Jews. V'hainu Tekamar, stop there, one more line. V'hainu Tekamar Bilam Labalak, and this is what Bilam said to Balak, Ma'ekov Lakavo Kel, Ma'ezom Lazom Hashem. How could I curse, in different ways, anybody who Hashem didn't want to curse? Malamei Shekolosan Hayamim Lozom. So, meaning Hashem didn't get angry in all of those days. 2 points. Number one is a Shemana Tov, which I've quoted many times, and that is Rabbi Weinberger Sefer. He says on Parshas Balak, Rashi quotes in Parshas Balak, that the donkey, the Ason, tells Bilam, why do you hit me? Zeki Sonny Zeshalosh Regalim. Regalim. So Rashi quotes, bothered by Chazal, why don't you say Pa'amim? What do you mean Regalim? Why? Because Ason is really telling Bilam, you're trying to uproot an Am HaChogeg Shalosh Regalim Bashana. You're trying to uproot a nation that keeps the Shalosh Regalim. Say, ask Hashem and Atov, why pick that mitzvah? There are many mitzvahs. You're trying to uproot a nation that keeps Shatnez. You're trying to uproot a nation that keeps Hashanah Aveda. Why Dafka Yantif? So explain to Hashem and Atov, Bilam's power, as we just read, was all in, he thought he was in control of time. He knew the exact moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get angry. So you know what we tell him? Bilam, you think you're in control of time. You're trying to uproot an Am HaChogeg Shalosh Regalim Bashana. They set the calendar. HaChodesh Ezelachem. This is a nation that controls time. You think you're so great. He says, this is a nation that controls time. Number one. Number two, the other point to mention, there's a lot of, before I start talking about this pasuk, Ma Eko Bakabo Kel, we mentioned a couple of years ago the Vilna Gaon. We're not going to go into that. It describes the Medrash here about the fish. But the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer on this pasuk. The Ksav Sofer says that the Medrash on this pasuk says, "Omar Bilam, halo bibrachos Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo mevarchan. By brachos, Hashem Himself gives us brachos directly. Unisancha Hashem Elyon, Yitzav Hashem Itchasa Bracha. Directly, Hashem gives us brachos. By klalos, v'imotishme uli uva'u alecha. They'll come to you as if by themselves." Why is the formulation of brachos in the Torah as Hashem giving to us? By klalos, memela they come. Right? So why is that? So, says the Ksav Sofer, Tihine be'emes alpia mazalos, he says, really naturally, under the astrological signs, the mazal of Am Yisrael should be bad. It should be negative. Mazal is bad. It's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always protecting us. And that's what it means, Ein Mazal Yisrael, because Hashem is taking care of us. We don't go by the mazalos. If we would go by the mazalos, then forget it. But we don't go by the mazal. Ein Mazal Yisrael. Elishim and Hagimu Mushkachim Lamalam and Amazal. And that's what I meant by Avram Avinu. He looks at the mazalos. I'm not going to have any kids. What can I do? I'm finished. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, I'll take you outside the mazalos. I'll take you above the mazalos. That was the first Jew, and that's really every Jew. Lachain. Therefore, when Hashem gives us brachas, is because He's directly involved in giving us brachas. When He doesn't give us brachas, what does that mean? He just removes Himself. And Memela were subject to the elements of the mazalos, and they come by themselves. And he says, Ksav Sofer ends off by saying, that's what Bilam says. Lo ekov lakabokel. How could I curse someone that Hashem doesn't curse? Eina klos bo ilos ha'isamuma. Cursing is not going to help because they have protection anyway from the elements. I'm going to curse them, but Hashem is protecting them. May mazal Yisrael. And therefore it doesn't matter what I do. The only way is to remove his Ashkacha, which Bilam eventually did by causing us to sin by Midyan. But just cursing them, says Ma'ekov lakabokel, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't curse them directly, so therefore, how am I ever going to do it? Good. We continue. Okay. Says the Gemara. Where are we up to? How much is the za'am rega? The kama, we just asked this before. The Maharaj Chai said it must be two different amoraim that didn't know the brisa. The kama rega, omer Rabbi Avin v'tem Rabbi Avina, rega kamemre. It's for a moment. Kamemre. Rega, as long as it takes to say memre. Right, 1 second. Uminalon, let's continue a little bit and then we'll come back to that line. Uminalon de rega rasach. How do I know that that's his anger just a moment? Shenemar, ki rega biapo, chayim bertsono. Ki rega, for a rega, he will be angry. Vibayisema mehacha, or this pasuk. Chavi kimat rega, chi ad yavar zam. Move away a little bit for a moment until the zam, the anger passes. Veimas rasach. When is that moment that he gets angry? Amar Abaya, Bahanach Tlas Sha'i Kamaisa, in the first 3 hours of the third hour of the day, Ki Chivra Karbalta Tatarnagola, when the part of the chicken becomes white. The comb of the chicken is translated as. Vikoy Achad Kara, and he stands on one leg. When the chicken stands on one leg and his gobble or his the thing on top, not the thing on the bottom, the thing on top becomes white. So Gemara says, "Kol shadav shadav nami koy hachi." But he's always standing. He always looks like that. It's always white on one leg. So Gemara says, "No, kol shaita isbe suriki subki." Throughout the day, there are red streaks. Sumki is red. Sumak tvei, right? So sumki, there are always red streaks. Piahi shaita less be suriki sumki. But at that moment, it's totally white, and there are no red streaks. Hahut Stuki story. David Bishivusi Rabbi Shimon Levi. There was a Stuki, there was a heretic in the neighborhood of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Shimon Levi, you remember, was a very special person. He was at the end of his life. He got to, from Ksuba says that the Malach HaMavis brought him into Olam Haba to check it out before he took him. Shimon Levi, there was no rainbow in his day. So Rabbi Shimon Levi, having come in Sarale Tuva Bekroi. There was a heretic that always bothered him by annoying him with psukim. Or with questions, foolish questions. Yom Achad, one day he said, that's it. Shokatar Nagola, Vokmi bin Kari da Arsa. He put a chicken by the foot of his bed, and he says, V'iyein bay. And he says, I'm gonna stare at this chicken. Savar, he says, Kimata hi shaita, alte. When that moment comes, and I see that chicken get all white, that's it, I'm gonna curse him. Kimata hi shaita nayim. When that moment came right before her hand, he fell asleep. Amar, Shvamina la barachar la mevet hachi. It must be Hashem doesn't want me to do this. He took it as a simmon Hashemayim for rachma l'komas of ksiv. Because Hashem rachmanis on all one's actions, v'ksiv gav anosh l'tzadik lotov. It's not good for a tzadik to give punishments. Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu give punishments. It's not good for a tzadik to give punishments. We're alav orach ara. Right, again, a major sugya that we had a daf be'in shiran last summer, I think, and that is paskening based on heavenly signs. Right, what's the, if somebody has a psak, I take a heavenly intervention, right, there's Agosa Shri and Avodah Zarah, where there was a certain, one of the Rishon and the Paskin, a certain fish was kosher. He had a dream that night that he was a waiter in a restaurant and he was serving shrutzim to the guests in the restaurant. And he woke up, he's like, oh! He woke up in a sweat and he changed his psak. So what is that about? There are many stories about this. This Gemara doesn't exactly connect to that, because this is not a psak. It's just based on what he wanted to do, and he changed his behavior based on what he wanted to do. So this doesn't have to be connected to that sugya, but it's tangentially connected as well. One more line. Tana Mishmei Rabbi Meir, Vishrasha Chama Zorachas, the Kalmachi and Mizrach, Malchi Mizrach Umayr, Menichan Kisrem Barashayim, Umishachvan Lachama, when the sun shines. Right, that's the time when Avodah Zarah, because they're bowing down to the sun, and all the kings put their crowns on their head and they bow down to the sun. That's the moment. Miyad Koes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the moment. Right, it fits it, because what did David HaMelech say? David HaMelech say before that everybody else is sleeping. Ad Shalosh Shos. What does this Gemara say here? Right, when does God get angry? Shalosh Shos, third hour. That's exactly when the kings are getting up. Right, the king, and then later on we're going to get to, so it's all the same hour. Okay, two dots. Before we get to the two dots, one other ha'ara. Tosfos, We could have a shiur on this Tosfos. Maybe we will. But Tosfos says, V'im Tomar, right, it says that he gets angry for a moment. What could Bilam fit into that 1 second that would be negative against the Jews? What could he fit into the 1 second? 2 days on Tosfos. Tosfos' first day is, he can say one word. Claim! Destroy them. Kill or aim. Destroy them. So that's what he can fit in. Number one. Number two, second day in Tosfos. Well, inami me achar shah hayamaskil kilalasa bosa shah hayamazik afil achar kain. As long as he starts in that moment, he could continue in that moment. Okay, we read this Tosfos and we move on. It's an agadata. Both the Aruch HaShulchan and the Kasha Klover, the Eretz Tzvi, they both say, you know what you see from this Tosfos? As long as you start davening bizman, you can finish lachar azman. So okay, as long as you start davening bizman, that is a huge chiddush. Number one, this is an agadata. Right, who says that, why? Because the Kasha Klover says, me the Tova, Meruba, me the Peronis. So if me the Peronis could stretch to the later point, and then me the Tova. The tshuva of the Kasha Klover is about Shalach Manas. How can we give Shalach Manas? We give it, and they're going to use it after Purim. So he says, he quotes the Yid HaKadosh, who quotes this Chiddush. But it's in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes this in Kuf Yud Sif Hey. It's pretty clear that the Mishnah Berurah is against this Chiddush. Because the Mishnah Berurah, quotes in Simin Nun Ches, right, he says the fairies, you have to finish the entire Kriya Shema before this man. The Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Lamed Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're running late on Mincha, and you're going to miss having Shmona Esrei before Shkia, so then do a Hecha Kedusha. That's what he says. What do you mean? Why don't you just start and it's okay. It's okay. Continue afterwards. So Pashtus, Rova Poskim say that this if you, Azman is Azman. And you have to finish before the Zman. Why do you have to finish before the Zman? That's a good question. Let's say by Mincha. What if you could get the entire Tefillah Balachash before Shmona Esrei? And you're just going to do Chazaras HaShas. What if you're going to get Kedusha? What's the cutoff point? Okay, whatever the cutoff point is, Pashtus, you have to get all of that before the Zman. But they use this Tosfos. What is the first day of Tosfos hold? He must argue on it. That's why the first day doesn't hold like the second day. But this is the second day. It's fascinating, but you should just know that's the Kasha Klover and that's the Aruch HaShulchan. Kitaka Bakodesh defending Minhagim in Klal Yisrael. Good. We continue now. Two dots. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishra Rabbi Yossi, Tova Mardis Achas, Belibo Shaladam Yosef Mekama Malkias, better one feeling of inside me, of holding, of overcoming my taiva and teaching myself a lesson, better one internal merit than getting whipped many times. Meaning something internal is going to have more of an effect. I'm going to go back to my first husband. Right, that's Bnei Yisrael saying, I'm going to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, one internal feeling of inspiration is greater than 100 whips, 100 lashes. Shenemar techas ga'ara b'mevin mehakos ksilmeya. Right, if I understand something, a ga'ara, something if I rebuke myself, so that's greater than hakos ksilmeya, 100 hits to the fool. So now this relates to a little bit, we alluded to this yesterday, shlosh advarim b'kesh Moshe b'lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'nasan lo. Moshe had 3 requests from God, and he got answers to all the requests. B'kesh etishra shechina al Yisrael v'nasan lo. He asked that there should be hashras shechina on the Jews, and there was. Shenemar halo b'lech t'chay manu. Right after the Egel, Hashem wanted to leave. Moshe says, no, you can't leave. You have to come with us. Number one. Number two, Bikei Shel Tishra Shechina Lo V'Dikachavim, V'Nasan Lo. Please do not have the same Hashras HaShechina and Hashkacha on other nations. Shenemar V'Niflinu Anivamcha. Number three is a Machlokas. First day it says he got an answer. Bikei Shel Hudio Drachav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Nasan Lo. Please explain to me your ways. V'Shenemar, and he got it. Hodiyeni Nas Drachecha. Amr Lefanav and Hashem answered. Rabboni Shel Olam. For first Moshe asked, what does it mean? Explain to me your ways. Amr Lefanav Rabboni Shel Olam. Mipnei Ma Yish Tzadik V'Tovlo V'Yish Tzadik V'Ralo. Yish Rasha V'Tovlo Yish Rasha V'Ralo. So we basically paskin, which we'll see like the second opinion, that he did not get an answer to this question. I mean, I don't know if we paskin that way. That's what we try to accept. Amr Lo. I mean, you don't have to say Moshe himself understood it. We just don't. Amr Lo Moshe. Moshe, listen up. Tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik ben tzadik. Tzadik v'ralo, tzadik ben Rasha. Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha ben tzadik. Rasha v'ralo, Rasha ben Rasha. That was Hashem's answer. Problem is, it doesn't always work out. Rachmana l'Islan, we see great tzadikim that are tzadik ben tzadik, and they have tzadik v'ralo, and the opposite, right? So, the world seems to Seems to not go by that. Amar Mar, so let's talk about it. Tzadik v'tovla, Tzadik ben Tzadik, Tzadik v'ralo, Tzadik ben Rasha. Is that really true? Eini, v'aksif, hokir avon avos al banim, v'ksiv u'banim lo yimsu al avos, tu psukim. A child who will not be punished for his parents, or, yes they will. V'ramina kray adadi, u'mishanina lo kasha, and the way we answer this here was, ha kisha oksan ma'asei avosein b'yadeyem, ha kshein oksan ma'asei avosein b'yadeyem. Depends if the child follows the path of the parents. If the child follows the path of the parents, fine, they're going to get punished. But if not, they're not going to get punished. So you see, a tzaddik ben Rasha will not get punished. So Elahachika Amarlei. No, this is what he said to him. Tzaddik v'tovlo, tzaddik gamur. Whatever that means. Tzaddik v'ralo, tzaddik she'eno gamur. Rasha v'tovlo, Rasha she'eno gamur. Rasha v'ralo, Rasha gamur. So again, we've seen many Rasha gamurs throughout history that didn't have it so bad in Olam Hazeh. So again, it's difficult. Either way, upligad Rabbi Meir. This whole opinion argues on Rabbi Meir, who holds Amar Rabbi Meir, shtayim nasnu lo v'achas lo nasnu no, which kind of gives us nechama, this other opinion. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't even understand it. Shneemar v'chanosias asher achon, I will show favor to who I decide to show favor to. Avo pishenu hagun, even though he's not roy for it. For whatever reason. Okay, so that's what Tzadik v'ralo, Moshe cannot get the answer. Period. You can't see my face. When I wanted you, Moshe, in Parsha Shmos, you didn't want to come. Now you want? I'm saying no. I don't want to give you the revelation. Right, so that opinion holds that Moshe was faulted for how he acted at the snap. Against the following. Bischar, that he did the following three things, he was zochet to three. Bischar, vayaster Moshe mipanav. Bischar, that Moshe hid his face. Zochel aklaster upon him. That's why he had a shining face. Bischar, ki yarei, because he was scared to go. Zochel, livayiru migeshes elav. They were scared to go to him. Bischar, mehabit. Bischar, from not looking. Zochel, ulu usmunas Hashem, yabit. So this opinion says it was a positive that Moshe Rabbeinu was so humble and didn't want the divine vision at the snap. One more line. Vasirosias kapivra isas achorai. I will remove my kapayim and you'll see my back. Amrav chana bar bizna, amrav shim chasida, melameid, shehera, hakadosh baruch hu lemoshe, kesher shel tefillin. He showed him the back. We said yesterday, Hashem wears tefillin. He showed him the back. So as we said, maybe that means the back, like the mashal we gave, the back of a carpet. Back of a carpet, because it's a big mess. That's what we see. That's what the world looks like. Next, same a person talking. Anything that Hashem says, Latova, even if it's on a condition, there's something always positive that comes out. Minolan mi Moshe, any other from Moshe, Shneemar, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shneemar, he says to Moshe, in the repeat of Jewish history. Leave me alone, Moshe, and I will destroy them. And I will make you a great nation. So, even though Moshe did achieve a nullification of that gzerah, that Hashem did not destroy the Jews, but still, the second half came true. A great nation will come out of you. Shneemar b'nei Moshe Gershom ve'Eliezer, v'yu b'nei Eliezer, Rechavia Harosh v'chulu, b'nei Rechavia Ravu l'malah v'chulu. So we see in Devar Yamim, it was a huge amount of people. V'tani Rav Yosef l'malah mishishim ribo. Even more than 60,000. Asya Ravia Ravia, k'siv hacha Ravu l'malah, k'siv hasam, u'b'nei Yisrael, paru v'yishrisu v'yirbu. So the line of HaKadosh Baruch Hu always, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, it's always, even al tanai, there's always a tova that comes out of it. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, and he also notes that something said by a Navi, Latova, does not come back, Reikon. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's how you know that it's a Navi Sheker or a Navi Emes. How do you know? If it is a prophet. So if a Navi says something bad is gonna happen, and then something good happens, that doesn't prove he's false. Why? Because maybe Bnei Yisrael did tshuva. But if he says something good is going to happen, and then it doesn't happen, that's how you know he's a Navi Sheker. Meshach Chachma says, that's why Hashem got angry when Sarah laughed. Ah, oh, how am I going to have a baby? And not by Avraham. Because Avraham heard it straight from Hashem. But Sarah heard it through Avraham, meaning Ayidei Navi. And Ayidei Navi, it's never Chozer Reikon. And therefore, that's why he says, Beshachachma, Kedarko Bakodesh, putting in Torah Shebal Peh into the Psukim, he says, Pachadush, Hanomer Lanavi, Lo Yuchala Hishtanos, Lazos, Kasher Amar Hashem La Avraham, Vyitzchak, Vyitzchak Billy Bo, and he chuckled in his heart, Halaben Meashana Yolid, Mishib Shiuchala Hishtanos, Aval Sarah, Achrisha Shamak, Farmi Bi Avraham, Asherhu etzla kilu shama bipinavi kashikara shma sara sheemar lo kol ze biyachad uvetitzchak lachin amar lo matzetzachakas sara. Why? Halo namar bipinavi latova lo yuchalu shul lehishtanos. That's a classic meshachachma, putting in a Rambam into the text of the storyline in the Torah. Okay, we continue. Should have Amid Yomi in these Masechtas. Am Reb Yochanan, Mishim Reb Shimon Ben Yochai, Miyom Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu Es Olam, Olam, Lo Haya Adam, Shekar Kadosh Baruch Hu Adon, Ad Sheba Avram Makaru Adon. From the day that Hashem created the world, nobody called Hashem Adon until Avram called Hashem Adon, Master. Shenemar, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, Bamo Idaki Irashana, by the bris bein habasar. But he calls him from the word Ado. The Marsha says, what's the Chiddush? Because there's two Shemos of Hashem. There is Elokim, which means he exists, and there's Ado, which means he is Mashkiach and involved. That was the Galus Avraham Avinu. Others before him might have realized that there was a creator, that he exists. But Avram brought the message that he's involved in the world, and he's Mashkiach, that's Adon. The Netziv says a similar idea in Mishpatim. The Netziv in Hamak Davar points out that the word Adon, where's the first time the word Adon is used in the Torah? Besides Ado. But the word Adon, it's here in Mishpatim. Shalosh pamim bashana yiro'eh kol zachorcha el pnei ha'adon Hashem. Three times a year, go to Be Ola Regel. Why is Adon used there? So says the Netziv. Because to Be Ola Regel, I have to leave all of my possessions, all of my stuff. Who's going to protect it? And everybody knows that the Jewish people are all going to Yerushalayim. So this mitzvah shows, right, that Hashem is Adon. The Midrashim talk about the Nisan that took place. Hashem protected all of the property of Bnei Yisrael when they went to Yerushalayim. But that's why Adon is used there, because it shows his involvement. Next, Amar Rav, Av Daniel Onana El Bishal Avraham. Daniel was only answered Bishkos Avraham Avinu. Shneamar Vata Shma Elokeinu Atfilas Avdecha Vel Taknunav. Daniel says, Hashem, listen to your Eved Tfila Vel Taknunav V'Hayar Panecha Mekdashcha Hashemim Laman Hashem. Right, as we say in Slichos, and please light, put your face on the Mikdash. Laman Hashem, Laman Chami Baylei. What do you mean? It should be Laman Chab. He's talking to God. For you. Ela Laman Avram Shekar Acha Adon. So by saying Ado, he's really referring to Avram Avinu, Bishchus Avraham, that called you Adon. Good. V'yamar B'yochanan Mishim Rav Shimon Yochai, same person, Minayin, Shim Razim Aladim Shaskasa. We had this also in Amud Aleph. Shinemar Panay Elecha V'ani Chosi Lach. Good. V'yamar B'yochanan Mishim Rav Shimon Yochai, Miyom Shekadosh Baruch Hu Es Olamo, Oya Adam Shehodel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Shebaz Leah V'hudasa. There was nobody that was modeh to Hashem before Leah. For Leah came and gave hodah. Shinemar hapam modeh Hashem. Hapam modeh Hashem. I give hodah to Hashem. What does that mean? Rashi, third line on top. Hodis al chelka she'ala yosir menachesh ben hamagila. She gave hodah because she realized she got a larger percentage. She got four. She got 4 out of 12, so she realized it's not all going to be split up 3, 3, 3, and 3. So she gives Hoda'ah because of that. And we have to, that's the attitude of Hoda'ah, that we have to realize everything we get is Yosef Michalkeinu. Oh, some other Bali Musar also say, why Dafka Leah, what the Avos didn't give Hoda'ah? Nobody else gave Hoda'ah beforehand? So the Bali Musar say, Leah was the first one to give Hoda'ah for Teva. She had a baby. What do you mean? Baby is natural! It's Teva! You have children! Leah gave Hoda because she realized it's not natural. She realized it's not Teva. Hapam Odeh Es Hashem. Just one more and then we'll continue. It's an unbelievable diuk. That Tzlach, right here, points out. Why in the first line, from the day that Hashem created Es HaOlam. And here, from the time that Hashem created Olamo. Why does the first one by Avram say Olam and the second one say Olamo? Why is that? Says the Tzlach right here. He says, let me just find it. He says, Le'am Amar Harishon, L'nishim Adon. He says, Ha'olam, and here's Olamo. V'nireh, D'nesinas Hoda al Hadavar, Hu Kimo Bracha. Shemavarchin al hadavar. Giving hoda'a on something is like a bracha. Kshekshana omrim baruch ata hakavana shevach hoda'a. So he says based on the Gemara later on in the beginning of the sixth parak, Lashem aratz mulav arsalav nei adam kan kodem abracha kan laachar abracha. That's what the Gemara is saying by Leah. Before she gave hoda'a, it was God's olamo. It was His. After the hoda'a, it's a recognition that it becomes part of us. Vayolam nikra olamo shelagadosh baruch hu Lashem aratz. Aval after it was given to Leah. So that's number one. And this is number two. Va'onir l'neis daiti until Abraham, nobody called him Adon, Loikiru, Kocho, Memshalto, Ba'olam, and they thought he created the world, but then he left. It's just Olam. It's just Olam. Avram made it Olamo. So Avram made Olam to Olamo. Leah made Olamo to Olam, to Ar, to Olam. Fascinating. Says the Gemara. Reuve, Amr Abelazar, Amr Leia, Reu Ma Bin Bini Lebein Chami. Leia says, see the difference between my son, Reuven, and my father-in-law's son. Who's his father-in-law's son? Leia's father-in-law's son. Right? The son of my father-in-law, of Yitzchak, right? Meaning Esav. Even though he sold the Bechora with knowledge, he sold it and he still hated him. He was a trickster. But my son, Reuven, he didn't have a choice. He had to give up the Bechorah to Yosef. Tichsev u'bachalo yitzue aviv nitzna Bechorah sol v'nei Yosef. Afilo hachi, lo aknebe, he still wasn't jealous. He accepted it. Tichsev v'yishma Reuven v'yisilam yadam. He even tried to save him from the pit. He even tried to save him. So you see the godless of Reuven. Good, that's Reuven. Rus, my Rus. What does the name Rus mean? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shezachsa v'yatsa mimenu David sherivuhu la'kadosh baruch hu b'shiras hashem shbachos. Rabbi Rus is from the word riva, from the word filled up. David satiated and filled up the world with praise of Hashem. Minalan deshmagarim. How do I know? You see from here that the name really causes the mitzius. Amar balaza, amar kra. L'chu chazu mifalos Hashem asher sam shamos baretz. Atikra shamos ela shemos. Shemos Baruch, the name causes something. Ask the Akronim, why didn't the Gemara ask this on the previous line about Reuven? How do you know Shmagarim? Reu, right, Dafka by Rus. Look at Rashi for a second, first skinny line. Rus Hamoavia. Mishun Da'ari Beferushi Hashemos Nakala. Thank you, Rashi. I didn't know who Rus was. Hamoavia, I needed that. What's Rashi adding by that word? Says the Maritz Chayis here. You know what the Rashi is adding? And why the Gemara didn't ask it earlier? Because by Reuven, Leah had Ruach HaKodesh. So that's why it could be that it was Hashem HaAsid. By Rus, she was a Moabite. Her mother didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. That's why it can't be that it was Ruach HaKodesh. It must be just Shema Garim. Once you got the name, that's why that's the emphasis of Rashi, and that's why the Gemara only asks it over here. Good. There's a lot about names. We don't have time right now, but in terms of tshuvas about the special, there are many sources about the special siyata d'shmaya that parents have by giving a name. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where, I don't know exactly what the case was, somehow a baby was named without the father's permission. And he has a tshuva there. I'll just tell you what the tshuva is if you want to look it up. In Yoredeya, Chela Gimel, Simin Sadek Zayin, Malu Bilo Yediyas Ha'av, V'karu Lo Shem Bilo Yediyaso. Right, from 1969 is the tshuva. See, is the tshuva. So he says, they did the bris, terrible, because they didn't tell the father. But what about the baby's name? Could you be mevatel it? Because the father doesn't give the name. Or Moshe says, you can't be mevatel it. Lo shayach she is batel. Shagama aim, yishlo reshusa, yishlo reshusa litin shem, v'chulu v'chulu. He says sometimes they both can give names. Anyway, but that is the, that's in Simon Sadek Zion. In terms of names, there's a lot about names here, but we will continue. And that's why there are sources that say sometimes that rebbes don't tell parents what to name the child. Especially siyata d'shmaya of the parents. They'll talk about different names, but the ultimate decision is the parents. Difficulty within a family could be even more painful than Gog u Magog. Shneamar Mizbar la David bevarcho bebeif shalom beno. David's running away from his son. Viksiv basrei Hashem marabud sarai rabim kamim alai. And David HaMelech is saying, "Oh, it's so terrible." In the previous parak in Tehillim, Ksiv lama rakshu gayim uveumim yegurik. Why is this happening? He has a stronger lashon by his when his son is rebelling against him, which shows that that is even more than Gog u'Magog. Good. Mizmar David bevarchu b'nei Avshalom b'no. Once we're talking about that Mizmar, so let's talk about it. David sung a song when he was running away. Mizmar David, kina David mi ba'ilai. I mean a song. He should have a kina. He's been running away. His son is being murdered by Malchus. Amar Reb Shimon ben Avishalom. Right, Bali Tosfa say a few places. It can't be Avshalom. You're not going to name somebody after Avshalom, speaking about names. It's Avishalom. Mashal Amad Avadoma. This is the following mashal. L'adam Shiasa Lashtar Chov. Kodem. Person that owes money. Kodem Shepra'o Hayatse. Before he pays it back, he's upset. He's scared because he owes. He's Meshubid. L'achar Shepra'o Sameh. After he pays it up, he's happy because it's off his back. Afkan, so to hear, David, Kiva Shamala Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they make him Alecha Rami Beisecha. David is promised as a punishment that there's going to be Ra in his house. Haya Atzev, she's nervous. Amar Shema Eved O Mamzer, who delochayis alai. Maybe somebody's going to take over from me who I'm not even related to, a Mamzer and Eved. Kiva Dachazad Av Shalom Hu, Samach, Vishemach Yamar Mizvar. He saw the good even in the terrible situation. That was David HaMelech. He was able to see the good. You're allowed to start up with Rishayim in Olam Hazeh, says Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Shneamar Ozvei Torah Yahalu Rasha, Veshomri Torah Yizgaru Bam. Right, the ones who leave Torah will praise the Rasha, but the Shomri Torah will start up with them. Tani Nami Hachi, Rabbi Dustai Bar Maton Omer, Mutter Liskaros Bereshon Olam Hazeh. Again, it's Mutter to start up. Shneamar Ozvei Torah Yahalu Rasha Vechulu. Vim Lechshech Adam Lomar. And if somebody says to you, "No, you can't," Vaksid Al Tischar Bimereim Al Tikanei Baosei Ola. Ozvei Avla. Don't start up with those who do sin. Amar Lo Misha Libo Nokfo Amar Kain. Only somebody who is his heart is pulling him, who's not fully confident. Ela Al Tischar Bimereim Lios Kimereim Al Tikanei Baosei Avla Lios Kosei Avla. Right? Don't start up being like them. So this whole first opinion of the Gemara says, you're allowed to start up with the Rishayim. Va'omer, al yikaneh libcha b'chata'im, ki im b'yirath Hashem kol hayom. Good. Eini, is this really true? Can you start up with them? Yamar Rabbi Yitzchak, im ra'isa rasha shasha mesachek eslo. If you see a rasha that time literally is playing with him, meaning he's on top of the world, al tiskarabo, don't start up with him. Shneamar, yachilu dracha b'chaleis, v'lo od el shezocha b'din, and it'll beat you in judgment. Shneamar, maro mishpadecha minegdo, v'lo od el shero b'tzarav. And also, he'll be able to see his enemies fall. Shneamar kolzer av yafiach b'hem. Question marks. Do you start up with a rasha or not? So a couple of answers. Number one, lo kasha b'mili dideha b'mili d'shmaya. Well, is he talking about stam stuff? Don't start up with him. Mili d'shmaya, in Torah, you can start up with him. V'yibay yisei mahava ha b'mili d'shmaya v'lo kasha. Ha b'rasha shasham z'chaykas lo. Ha b'rasha shein sham z'chaykas lo. Depends if he seems like mazel is on his side. V'yibay yisei ma third answer. Ha b'ha b'rasha shasham z'chaykas lo. V'lo kasha ha b'tzadik gamur ha b'tzadik she'eno gamur. Damar efhudim ayda sevalama tamit bogdim tachrish b'bola rasha tzadik mimenu. Swallowed up a tzaddik from him. V'chirasha bolei a tzaddik. V'aksiv Hashem lo yazvenu b'yado. Hashem does not leave the tzaddik. V'aksiv lo yulu a tzaddik kalaven. El a tzaddik mimenu boleya. A tzaddik from him is bolei a tzaddik gomer eno boleya. Or final answer, by saying Hashem mishachekas lo shiny. Period. So lemaisa, if a rush is on top of the world, we don't start up with him. Period. We'll stop here by the two dots. And with Hashem, we will continue. Again, today's shiurim has been sponsored. By the Olinsky family. And again, we keep trying. We're still on Project Sinai. We're still working on the technicalities with the OU. But Hashem, eventually, hopefully soon, we will also be presenting the shiur on the OU website as well.